Well, here we go. It's a beautiful afternoon in Irvington. And of course, we have not done an edition of this for a while, but it is Firehouse Irvington. Our premise for the show is that we're all interconnected and that every community has a firehouse. And some of those firehouses have sat empty for a while. And we've always thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a little community radio station in every firehouse? So Firehouse Irvington was born based on that. And of course, the rich history of Irvington continually rewards us with stories upon stories. So even though we have not done Firehouse Irvington for a while, we're firing it back up on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, kind of rainy. An atmospheric afternoon is very appropriate for Irvington town.
Yeah.
If it's just a sunny day, we go, no, let's restart this on a much more atmospheric note. So Firehouse Irvington is once again on the air. And our special guest today is Rita Jackson. Rita, thank you for joining us on Firehouse Irvington.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
You know, it's a wonderfully atmospheric afternoon here in Irvington. And I was asking our producer, Kevin Friedley, kind of a little bit about your background. And he said, well, you know, she's a ceramicist. And I go, well, that sounds like a very elaborate title. But so I said, do you mean a sculpturist or, you know, a sculptor? And your artwork is just absolutely phenomenal, but it is three-dimensional, correct?
Exactly. I'm a clay artist. I'm a sculptor and I work in stone or clay. And when I was a little kid, my mother taught me to sew. I got clay as a young teenager and I wanted to throw on the wheel, but I'm A, dyslexic, and B, not strong enough to kick this wheel. So I had this clay and I started rolling it out with a rolling pin using techniques like sewing, like my mother taught me. So it's hand building. So that's why it's just a little bit different. I don't use any kind of molds. It's all hand sculpted.
No, I think it's very cool. And there's a great display here today of some of your work. And what you just described is exactly the way many of your pieces appear. They appear as if they've been assembled, but they've been assembled in a very skillful way that most people who have, you know, everyone slapped something together with clay or Play-Doh in the past, but you've taken it to a very interesting level. You obviously have a great artistic background.
I'm entirely self-taught, but I've been sculpting in clay for about 53 years.
Wow.
So, you know, practice makes perfect.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's technical knowledge as well as, I feel like I have a good artistic eye and a sense of form, but years and years of brutal mistakes and things turning out great or not so great have taught me a lot, but I love it. I love sculpting.
No, that's great. And, you know, I've always felt like anybody that sort of forges a path of artistry, you obviously have to worry about criticism, but you also probably have to have a lot of practical people in your life go, hey, that's nice, but you know, you should get a job with the post office.
Well, my parents told me that I got divorced when I was 30 and my dad said, well, I think you're gonna have to get a real job. And I said, no, I had been promised a one-man show by a very prominent interior design art person in Louisville. And in the fall, and I said, I'm going to see how this goes. And she said, okay, well, I don't know. And so that show was a huge success. And I've never looked back. And it's what I wanted to do. So I made it happen. I wouldn't take no for an answer.
No, that's a great story. And, you know, I've had the good fortune of working in broadcasting for a number of years. And my parents were very much against it. Rightly so. But like you said, you have to get to a certain juncture in your life and go, you know, I just have an inkling this is going to work out and I'm willing to starve for a while if it doesn't work out perfectly, but yes. You do want it to work out.
That's that starving artist thing is real. And I do want to step in here and say, I did have wonderful supportive people. Kevin's first wife, Pat, was so loving and supportive of me and gave me ideas and purchased things and introduced me to like 5,000 people. So I had people in my life who come on, you can do it. And I had people who said, no, you can't. And I always said, well, you just hide and watch.
Oh, no, that's great. And, you know, we're doing this in Irvington on a podcast about Irvington. And as you well know, this is just an environment that really attracts artistry. So I'm sure you have sort of found this to be a very welcoming environment.
Oh, it's just incredible. I've had a lot of touches and contacts and connections with Irvington since I was a little girl. I had cousins that lived in this area and I visit in the summer. And then I've had so many friends such as Kevin and his sister Kim and just a whole lot of people that I'm not naming that I've been connected with all these years, people who went to Howe High School and different friends. So I've always felt welcome here and I've always been curious. And when, as a family, we moved from Northwest Indiana, moving back down to Central Indiana because my son-in-law got a promotion and they were moving. And I said, we got to go to Irvington. We just got to. And so my daughter and her husband found a house on Oak Avenue. And then I did one block away. So I love it. I just love it. It feels like home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it feels like home to so many people. And so many of us have, as you said, these connections to Irvington. How was your first Halloween here in Irvington? Most people are bowled away by their first Halloween.
That's the best part because we all worked to sell our houses and get down here. And they had my daughter and her family and husband, they'd moved down in July. And my goal, I moved down here. I sold my house, closed on it the Thursday before the festival.
Oh, so that's great.
I was here and I just couldn't believe it. And it is welcoming. There's so many artists here. I've met so many people and so many interesting people. So yeah, really glad. Yep.
It's great. One of the feature pieces that we've been showing this afternoon is the Headless Horseman. And of course, upstate New York has mm-hmm. Eddie Hollow, but I feel like the Headless Horseman would be more at home in Irvington. Do you not agree?
I agree, and that piece will be a part of the auction, the fundraising auction this fall. So
that's great. Well, you know, we are looking forward to, you know, part of the reason that we've been on hiatus with the show is because of dealing with COVID, and everyone mm-hmm. has obviously dealt with that at various different levels. And, you know, we're looking forward to hopefully a somewhat unencumbered Halloween season. We need it here.
That will be wonderful. During COVID, I took a break and raised vegetables and canned and did the farmer thing. And it was fabulous to take some time and relax. But then I was very excited to get back to work.
I bet, yeah. And your work is so impressive with just the fact that it seems like you've got these great sculptures of dogs, but then there's architectural oriented. It seems like your imagination sort of flows in different directions. Am I reading that properly?
Yes, because there are all these things. Now, to set the record straight, my son, Ben Jackson, sculpts the dogs. He is the dog sculptor. So there's that. But people call me Rita Bunny.
Oh, that's great.
Because a lot of the pieces I made in the beginning were rabbits. And so, though I moved to Mitchell, Indiana, Lawrence County, I lived on Rabbitville Road. But I branched out to possums and to just all kinds of different creatures because they're all there. And mink, I made a mink recently. I make angels, I make Santas. And it's just whatever I can come up with, there it is.
Well, it's impressive. I'm really glad that you are here. And how long officially have you been here?
Well, now that's interesting because my realtor just stepped in the room here, Dan Adams, and he and I looked at this house in February.
Oh, that's great.
In January, and then I bought it, closed in February, and moved in March. But I was staying with my daughter since Halloween.
See.
I stayed with her on Oak Avenue, and I kept saying, Dan, I got to find a house. He says, well, going to have to be patient.
Dan works for beautiful artisan realtors. And, you know, we've always, not so unjokingly with Dan, say that whenever you arrive, you must have one of your famous Bloody Marys in hand, because despite being an amazing professional and an insanely competent realtor, he is
perhaps the greatest craftsman of Bloody Marys in North America. And that's, oh, you know, gosh, that's a lot of pressure to keep that up, you know.
But it was great. I wanted, you know, what do I do? And Kevin and Kim, but oh, dance, you got to go dance. So I told him what I wanted, and he said, now it may take a while. And I said, really want to be on the street. And I know he was like, oh man, let's miracles happen. But it is a block from my daughter, and
I'm so excited for you. Yeah, we've always not unjokingly talked about, you know, in central Indiana, the real estate markets have really heated up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Irvington has been an area where people are very attracted to live in. It's really almost a calling, as opposed to, oh, well, that's just number six on our list. It's like, no, the people that live here want to live here, and there are not many real estate listings. So we've been very pleased that Artisan Real Estate has supported our show and then found you a house. So Dan always said he could find people houses, but I'd never spoken to anybody specifically that it had a house. So I thought it was just a claim, but you're telling me otherwise.
And I love my house. And there were little things now and again. He was very helpful, you know, about this and that, and helped me find a person for this and a person for that. And I mean, this commercial's going on, but it's been a good experience.
No.
I also want to say I understand why people want to live in Irvington. My street, all my neighbors are out there. I had three sets of neighbors come to see me here and at the show today and visit, and just all really good people.
No, it's great. This is a community, and that's why we started the podcast, and that's why I think it's so great that you're part of the artist community that is Irvington. And we're trying to, obviously, not only with this podcast, but just in general, build up that this hopefully is a place where it inspires creativity.
It really does. I work in my studio there, you know, turn what should have been the living room into a place to work on clay, and I love it. And, you know, I hear my neighbors walking up and down the sidewalk, and I hear them talking. I go out, hi, Rita, how are you? And, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with all the cookies I give away, but it is very inspirational. And the parks, South Circle Park and Ellenberger Park, it really gives me a lot of beautiful ideas.
Well, we have sort of committed to ourselves to really get this podcast up and running again. We love Irvington. We love the fact that you're part of this.
Me too.
Thank you for sharing your ceramics today. I'm going to guess moving ceramics is not the easiest thing in the world, so you want to make sure that they're carefully padded and in the right container. But
right.
No, it's very impressive, and I think that's great that Kevin and his family have always been part of promoting your art.
Yes, they adopted me. I mean, really. And Kim, Kevin's sister, Kim Watkins, has been after me for over 20 years. When are you going to move here? Every time I talk about, I mean, I moved down to Mitchell, Lawrence County, and then I moved up to Cheshire. Every time she said, no, come on. Why don't you come to, just move to Irvington, get over with. So.
Now, we have heard a rumor, and I want you to dispel this or confirm, but that there's going to be a bust commissioned by you of Kevin Friedley that's going to be at the Irvington Library Branch. Kind of there in the reading room to inspire others to actually underachieve. I mean, achieve all that they can. Is,
it'll say,
can you confirm or deny that?
Do you want to turn out like this? Read, kids, read.
We always used to say, Rita, when people would come by the radio station, they'd bring kids on tours, and we'd say, kids, this is a shining example as why you should study hard while you're in school, because this could happen to you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, Rita, I appreciate so much you
stopping by.
It's been a pleasure meeting you. And do you have a website where people can connect?
I do. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It is RitaBunny.com.
RitaBunny.com.
Yes.
That is excellent. Well, it is a beautiful, rainy Sunday afternoon in Irvington. I am so glad that we did this. I think it's amazing that Dan from Artisan Realtors has stopped by. It's the perfect confluence of things here for Firehouse Irvington. And we did get some interesting information, and I'm just going to read this on the fly. And if I mess up, I mess up, though, because that happens quite a bit. But thanks to our very good friend, Dawn Briggs.
Oh, yes. My neighbor. Yes.
Yeah. And you're fortunate to have Dawn be your neighbor.
Yes.
Now, Dawn has an official Irvington ghost that lives at her house. Do you have one on loan, or do you have one? Or?
I do not have a ghost in this house that I have, but I do have to brag here for a minute that I am one of the Maries. We have Dawn Marie, David Marie, and Rita Marie,
ah.
And I am so honored to be a part of that group, the Maries.
That is
great. No, I'm not. I had a ghost in the house that I left, and he did not want me to leave, and so that was a little difficult.
He enjoyed the artwork, I think.
Oh, yeah, he just wanted somebody to talk to, but anyway.
Well, I think that's great that you seem to be very neutral / ambivalent about ghosts, because we've always said here in Irvington, it's like,
at least stay open-minded, you know?
Oh, I don't have a problem with ghosts. I've different houses that I've been in have had them, but this one, so I went upstairs to decide which bedroom I should stay in. I have three rooms upstairs. Which one's going to be mine? And I looked up, and one door shut. I thought, okay,
wow,
that one's mine. So maybe I do have a benevolent.
You might. We never know.
I hope so.
But the Black Hat Society photo shoot is going to be happening. Did you give me a date on that? No, but that'll be happening soon. The first Irvington Farmers Market of the season, the second Sunday of the month, noon to 3, the northwest corner of Ellenberger Park. And of course, Ellenberger Park is a huge gift from the city.
So beautiful.
And we love the farmers market. We'll definitely have to broadcast live there soon, which is
you
great.
Should. You
it's
should.
It's everything from great produce, local artisans, adopt a dog, all that great stuff. Irvington Community Council meets the third Tuesday of the month. New Halloween shirts are out and for sale at the farmers market and Hampton Designs.
Gotta do that.
Front door home design moving into the old Bossy Pants candle space.
And you know what? I know that Barry Key. I knew him down in Lawrence County. I've known that man for a million years.
Great.
I'm so excited when I found out that he was in, that they're moving in. Yeah.
No, that's spectacular. He's and that's what's been great too. You know, we've worried during the pandemic about losing businesses. So, you know, we're trying to obviously
cultivate an active business environment here in beautiful Irvington. Irvington Vinyl is moving to the corner of Bonna and Audubon. And I'm hoping that they keep up the tarot card reading, because like you had mentioned, where certain things just happen serendipitously, I've had probably the best ever tarot card readings ever right there from Irvington Vinyl. And, you know, now I'll know where to look them up for when Kevin and I would do the show on Saturday. It was like always time to peer into one's future. Black Hats are doing another calendar. That's what the photo shoot is all about. Thank you. And we already mentioned Bossy Pants Camp is behind Artisan Realtors. And
June is the garden tour. We missed that.
The garden tour. So there you go. So, yes, we are hoping to get more caught up with Firehouse Irvington. Thank you so much for being a part of our community as we bring our beautiful community of Irvington to the airwaves. Thank you once again.
Thank you. This has been a ball. I've just had a wonderful day, and thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Jay.
No, thank you so much. It was wonderful having Rita Jackson as our special guest. And as we've always said at the end of the show, Firehouse Irvington, thank you for being a part of it all, and be kind.
Beautiful.